This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
And we're off to see Tuesday morning edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Good morning. Coming up, we will start with last night's Monday Night Football matchup in New England. The Patriots getting their 10th straight win, this time over the G-Men. In 20 minutes, find out what Aaron Rodgers has to say, getting heated at his own teammates and himself. We'll get some hot takes from D-Day and Double D coming your way at 6:40. And she is Chelsea Messenger, who this morning doesn't give a sip. Chelsea, how are you?
Ah, yes. For our people who are listening on the radio, Jinx is referring to my cup that says a very funny mom pun that says, I don't give a sip and I'm drinking hot coffee today, which is a departure because, Jinx, normally, you know, I drink iced coffee on the show. I ran out of iced coffee, so I had to make hot coffee this morning. Do you struggle with this on the show? I think maybe because you have a thermos, it doesn't get cold. Right. But I made this coffee like 15 minutes ago and it's already cold. So, like, that's the problem. I love hot coffee, but during the show, I don't have a butler that can, like, go down and heat this up every 30 minutes for me.
Well, I'm sorry you don't have a butler. We should all have a butler.
Thank God.
Jeeves, this is lukewarm Jeeves. Remember Ask Jeeves, by the way? Remember that back in the day, that website? Where instead of, like, Google or Bing or whatever, he was Ask Jeeves. He had serve you up on a platter. Anyway. I'm weird because I'll wake up, I make a pot of coffee every morning so that I have coffee and the lovely Catherine has coffee when she gets up a few hours later before she goes to work. But during the day, I'd rather have iced coffee. Like, I'll go home after this, and as I'm walking home, because I've got a lot of stuff to do today, I'll run by our local place in our alley and I'll grab an iced coffee. But in the morning, I go hot coffee. I think it's like a mental thing, just waking up and getting going.
Yeah, I think normally I do like hot coffee. It's just, I don't like coffee when it's, like, tepid, you know? Like, I want it to be a temperature. I want it to be hot or I want it to be cold. So I feel like from a maintenance standpoint, like, it's like having, like, white tennis shoes. Like, the idea of it sounds great until you actually wear the white tennis shoes, and the second you wear them, you, like, spill mustard on them or something. So I do love hot coffee, but I ran out of iced coffee, so we will be drinking tepid hot coffee today.
I hear you about the white shoes, though, too. Like, I have two sets of white shoes, and I got some new ones because I realized the initial ones I got a couple years ago are now that sort of off-white. They're not beige, but you know what I mean? Where it doesn't take much, and all of a sudden that bright white, that gleaming white you get when you pull them out of the box doesn't really exist anymore. I'm like, ugh, I guess I got to replace these. I'm trying to be current. It's not easy.
Ah, I finally gave up on the dream. So
Did
normally
you?
What I do, and this is the most boring thing ever, is that I buy the same pair of tennis shoes over and over and over again because I know what I like, you know, and they're comfy. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to get the next version of that. So I normally get white, and I tell myself, oh, I'm only going to wear these at the gym or indoors. And then, like, something outside happens. I'm like, ooh, I'm going to change this flower pot. Bloop. A bunch of dirt gets on them. So, like, I have given up on the dream of white tennis shoes for this winter. It is going to be black tennis shoe season.
Wow. You are in luck. No stains whatsoever. Speaking of tepid, I'm looking at the bets from last night. And, you know, Not terrible because there weren't a ton of bets, but also not ideal.
Well, yeah, we didn't win any bets yesterday. Like, okay. You can just say that.
Right.
So my best bet was banking on the fact that I thought that the running back was going to get some short and dumpy passes. That was the case for the Giants, but I picked the wrong running back. Tyrone Tracy had been the beneficiary of getting these over the past two games with 3 and 4 catches. Last night, he only had one catch, and it was Devin Singletary that got the catches. So it was the right handicap, but the wrong back.
Fair enough. D-Day, you want to get in here? You hosted the show yesterday.
That was my evil twin that bet for me yesterday.
Oh.
For anyone keeping track, I've lost 8 in a row on the show.
No, you haven't.
No.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was 2-3, I guess, last week before I did a weekend bet where I went 0-6, and I went 0-2 last night. So if anyone's counting, don't.
Well, that's your first mistake, is you didn't have to bring that up. Like, the first rule of the game is give yourself good PR. I'd be like, yeah, but on my pick six, I picked some right, and I'm pretty sure... if I'm not mistaken, your parlay pick was correct.
There we go.
There's wins sprinkled in there.
There are definitely some wins sprinkled in there. But for the best bets, your boy's on a fade me.
It happens. Let me tell you, I've told this story before, but a few years ago when I was starting in sports betting, my hand to God, I had a run where I won 13 straight bets. Absolute heater. Could not be stopped. Thought I had it all figured out, and then I turned around and I lost 14 straight. I swear to God. And you know, I'm like, I got this gambling thing. I got it on lock. I got it figured out. 13 straight, and then I got humbled like that, and I could not buy a win. So don't feel bad. It happens.
I think that's the worst part of betting is that we're always chasing that high, right?
Yeah.
Like, for those of you who play golf, I feel like it's very similar to golf. And that, like, it is very difficult, even for the people who do it at a professional level. But when you do have that one good shot, you're chasing that feeling of a high. And you're like, oh, I can do it again. I've got another birdie in me. And then it takes 3 months or 6 months or a year and a half for your next birdie to come.
Yeah, you're like, well, 5 months, 3 bogeys. I'll get there one of these days. The Giants will not get there. The Patriots, again, just gangbusters this season. All over the G-men last night, Chelsea. 33-15, Patriots laying 7.5. Patriots minus 375 on the money line. Total set at 46.5. The over hits. New England gets it going early on special teams.
Into week 13, Gillen hits it. And the return by Marcus Jones. He can fly. Still going. No flags. Touchdown, Patriots.
That is Joe Buck on the call for ESPN. 94 yards, and the score makes it 10-0. And then the route was on. Drake May, 24-31, 282 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks. Trevion Henderson, 67 yards on the ground. Patriots have won 10 straight for the first time since 2015. And Mike Vrabel becomes only the third coach in NFL history with a streak of 10 or more wins in his first season with the team. Chelsea, this game was over at halftime.
Yeah, this game fell over in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Like, Jinx, I was cleaning the kitchen during the first quarter. I was like, oh, I'll just miss a few minutes. And I had it on my phone while I'm doing the dishes. And then I look over, and it's 17-0. Yeah. And you're like, what the hell just happened? Like, the game just started. As if the Patriots needed any other help on offense, they get a punt return touchdown. Like, what's going on here? It feels like we keep waiting for the other shoe to drop for the Patriots. And it just never does. Like, maybe their dud of a game was against the Bengals last week where they still won that game by 6 points. Maybe they didn't cover. But still, it just feels like this Patriots team, like, we're getting deeper in the season. We're sitting at December 2nd right now. Yeah. I think we can securely say that this is a good team and probably one of the best teams in the NFL.
Oh, no question about it. This is a team that is the favorite to win the AFC at plus 425. They are 11-1 to win the Super Bowl. They are the real deal. Drake May is the favorite to win the MVP at minus 120. Drake May is something to watch. It really is a beautiful thing to watch the progression of a guy who was so good in college And then, of course, highly drafted. And you think, is he going to be that guy or not? Is he going to develop? We're seeing it in front of our eyes. I think it was week two or three where we were saying, have you seen the deep ball that Drake May can throw? An incredible deep ball, like what touch he has. And now he's rounding into being that complete player. I mean, Mike Vrabel said after the game, he's realizing what he can be, talking about Drake May. And he just looks all world last night. Has looked all world this season. I can't believe this is his second year.
I can't believe this is Mike Vrabel's first year coaching the Patriots. Do you know how bad that hurts as a Titans fan? And you're like, oh, yeah, the thing that we all knew here in Nashville has come back to bite us. Like, maybe it was Mike Vrabel who was not the problem, and maybe it was ownership. But you look at this from a betting perspective, you look at this Patriots team, and I feel like it's a tough one to pin down props market just because I also think this is a sign of a good team, is they can beat you in so many different ways where it doesn't have to be one guy carrying the team, because obviously Drake May is putting up MVP numbers, but it's not like him throwing the ball every time. Like, we still have a healthy dose of the running game. You know, you have a split backfield with Travion Henderson and Ramondre Stevenson both having productive nights. And then you never know who the receiver is going to be. Is it going to be Stephon Diggs? Is it going to be Hunter Henry? You never know, but it doesn't seem to matter. Like, that's the sign of a good quarterback, somebody who does not rely too heavily on one receiver.
Yeah, they can just beat you in every different way. You know, one of the popular phrases that we hear all the time now is complementary football. You have to play complementary football. The Patriots play complementary football. They do it on every level, at every level. And then last night, when you take a team that is so good offensively and defensively, and then you add a special teams touchdown, and you have a quarterback playing at an MVP level, I mean, there's a reason why this team is the favorite to win in the AFC. The NFC is a lot more stacked, so that's why you see the Patriots drop back when it comes to Super Bowl odds. But man, Mike Vrabel is way ahead of schedule, and I know you touched on that, but this goes to show how players and coaches can be completely different when they play with different organizations, or when they're part of different organizations that have their ish together. Do you know what I mean? If you're a player and you're struggling to find your way and you're playing for the Jets, for example, guess what? Your road is going to be a lot more difficult. If you're a head coach and you're coaching in Tennessee right now, your road is going to be a lot harder. And it's not necessarily a referendum on your talent, but you face so many more hurdles along the way.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's kind of the consensus on the Giants right now, is that the Giants are not a team that did not have any talent this year, but they just never know how to use it. So when you look at the future and you're like, oh, the Giants' future is bright, it feels like Jackson Dart is the guy. Camp Scatabue will return at least for, like, I don't know, a season or two before he has another concussion. And then they have, like, some good pieces that I know are hurt right now, but the defensive line has Brian Burns, Dexter Lawrence, and then you have Malik Nabers, who is a great number one receiver. But the problem is, can you trust the Giants organization to get it right? That's the difference between the Giants and the Patriots, is that when the Patriots have talent, they're stacking wins, and they're winning 11 games. And then you look at the Giants, and, like, what, two wins this year? Like, it feels like this team has way more talent than a team that has finished the season with two wins. And again, I know the injuries are there, but I think that's the question for the Giants moving forward.
And also the question is, can they keep Jackson Dart upright? Like, that hit that he took where he went flying into the sidelines. And remember, he was out for two games because of a concussion. And then we saw that instance a few weeks ago. Remember, he went to the concussion tent, and Brian Daboll, before he lost his job, goes in there, essentially pulls him out, yells at the trainers. If the Giants are serious about Jackson Dart being their quarterback of the future, they need to sit down and talk with him, or at least try to protect him. Part of it is him. Like he said after the game, I'm not playing soccer out there. You're going to get hit. Yes, and you were a quarterback on a bad football team, and you're going to get hit over and over and over and over again, whether you like it or not. So when you have a chance to slide or get out of bounds, I understand it might hurt your ego or hurt your manhood, but when you play quarterback for the New York Football Giants, you're going to take plenty of hits. You were already out for a concussion. So if you can get down, get down. He's jeopardizing his future.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. But I do think that hit last night, after they kept showing it in fast motion, like in the normal speed, like it was about a half second too late, that because he was going towards out of bounds. Like it's not like he was going forward. It's just that was a really big hit, and it just happened to be legal because of, you know, the 1 inch that it got to be in bounds. I think he had 1 foot in bounds, so the hit was legal. But I don't know how much he could have done about that one.
True. I think he sort of stepped forward instead of taking that angle straight out of bounds. And you know me, I love a good bone cruncher. I was looking on eBay for that bone cruncher's VHS or what, 8mm reel that they used to sell before the NFL realized maybe this isn't good marketing. So I appreciate a good hit. But for a guy that has so much talent, if you're going to be the quarterback of the future, you have to protect yourself. And hopefully that's something he learns moving forward. Coming up next, how about a quarterback from the past? Aaron Rodgers looks every bit of 42. How much time does he have left in the NFL? We'll talk about that next on the Daily Tip here on the BetMGM Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price, so that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month, required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back. Great to have you guys with us on a Tuesday, the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Coming up in a couple minutes, A-Rod has a message for his teammates and himself after the Steelers fall to 6-6. Okay, here it is. Can you believe it's December 2nd? Crazy to me. So, what does the Messenger Buchanan household look like now? I know you cooked everyone a big dinner, had everyone over for Thanksgiving, but now are the Christmas decorations up? Is everyone excited? Is the tree ready to go? What does it look like inside the house?
Ah, well, the tree has been up because this is like crunch time for me, because we do Thanksgiving and then the next week is Blake's birthday. So we have Blake's birthday party that is this weekend. Mm-hmm. So like I'm already past Thanksgiving. Like we're on to Cleveland, baby. Because I got to prepare for the next big event. So it's just a really busy time of year. And Jenks, I know you have a birthday coming up. Oh. I know you and Blake are around the same time. Giving big birthday plans?
Well, maybe. I am not someone who generally makes a big deal out of my birthday. I know we've talked about before how some people want a birthday week, which I'm like, a birthday week? Oh, you want a week to celebrate your birthday? Oh my God. One of my exes used to do that. Very nice person. Didn't work out, but very nice person. And she always wanted a birthday week. And I was like, oh God, here we go. A full week of birthday celebrations. I never really got that. But for me, I'm not big on it. And so I tend not to tell people about my birthday. So I appreciate you saying that. But I'm not someone who generally promotes it. Like, I took it off Facebook, so I won't get reminders and people telling me happy birthday. I try to sort of keep it low key. The lovely Catherine wants me to go to New York City with her because she has a conference in New York City on Monday. And so I'm off on Monday because I'm working Commanders on Sunday, but then also I have a podcast and other obligations. So we were going to try to go to New York City, maybe go to a nice dinner and celebrate a little bit, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to get away. So it's kind of a bummer.
So what is the day? So you have the stuff with the Commanders on Sunday?
Sunday.
Are you trying to go on Friday? Birthday's on Sunday.
Yeah. So we were going to go... We were going to go after my work on Sunday so I could watch the game on the train or whatever and stream it. And just as soon as I'm done, leave the radio station, hit a train, be in New York City by around 5, have a nice dinner, and then come back the next day. But the problem is that even though I'm off on Monday, I still have the pod to do and I can't really push that back. Like, there's only so much I can reschedule. So I'm supposed to give Catherine an answer today. We were talking about it last night. And so maybe I can make it happen. Maybe. But it's going to be tough.
What about Friday or Saturday? Like, could you it another day? Or is she not going to be there?
She'll be there. I think it's sort of the, you know, it's romanticizing. Like, we could celebrate your birthday in New York City and be at a nice restaurant. It's a quick train ride, which I appreciate that. I mean, we have a free hotel room because she's going to be up there for a conference anyway that she has to work on Monday, and she would come back on Monday night, which is her second conference in New York in a month, which is kind of crazy. But I think it's just doing something different that we don't normally get to do. So maybe I can figure something out and push the pod back to Tuesday or something. I don't know. I got to work it out.
I think you should go on Saturday. Like, if you just go a day early... And, like, treat yourself. Like, go for a fun day in the city. Have a nice dinner. I don't know if you need to get an extra hotel room, but, like, this one day is your birthday. Do that.
I mean, I could. Then the problem is I got to be back ready to start a show at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning here in D.C. And so that...
Oh.
And at a radio station that's not nearby, which means I need to leave at probably 8 in the morning, and then there's prep involved. So I'd have to come back Saturday night or super early on Sunday morning, so the logistics don't work out. I like where your head's at, though.
Because you should do something. Like, I'm the same as you, that I don't want, like, a huge deal for my birthday because I'm not 12 anymore. Or 21. Right. Like, that's the cutoff for, like, celebrating your birthday excessively.
Yes.
But I do think, like, even if it's not super public, like, do one nice thing for yourself. Like, go to a nice dinner and do something nice. Get yourself a good bottle of whiskey or something.
I like that's what I'm talking about. Just, you know, a little something where you treat yourself, you don't go crazy, but you kind of say, all right, you know what? This one day, I'm going to do something for myself. Because I tend to say, like, all right, I'm a year older. Whatever. I'm going to get some Shake Shack or something. Awesome. I'm really excited. You know who's not excited right now is Aaron Rodgers. Not excited at all. First of all, did you see his face after he got beat up over the weekend? I mean, absolutely beat up. Steelers are a mess right now. So he got hit. He had scratches on his nose. He's going to be okay. But after that loss, he essentially called out his receivers. So you don't normally see that from a quarterback. And it was done in a subtle way, right? It's not like he came out and immediately just started taking shots at everyone. But this is a guy who was talking about preparation and about being ready for each and every single game. And the Steelers just simply were not ready. And so he said this about his teammates, about his receivers after that loss over the weekend to the Bills where they lost 26-7. He said, when there's film sessions, everybody shows up. And when I check to a route, you do the right route. We have our meetings every week. We have other opportunities outside of the facility. I look forward to seeing all the boys there. I felt good enough to be out there, just not ready to take a snap under center. Hopefully next week for that. disappointed in my performance, disappointed in the offensive performance, and got to flush it. Steelers are 6-6. Mike Tomlin and that incredible record of not having a losing season in forever, that is in jeopardy. But very subtly, Aaron Rodgers implied that not everyone is showing up at meetings and doesn't really know. Some of these receivers don't know what they're doing when he checks down or he changes the play, and that is a real problem.
I think it's fair, though. Like, if guys don't show up to work prepared, it is a fair criticism, because he also pointed out in the post-game interview that he didn't play well either. So, like, he is taking accountability for the offense. I think this is one of those stories, though, where people see the name attached and they've already got their reaction made. You know, when you see something attached to Aaron Rodgers, people's eyes are already starting to roll in the back of their head. Because think about it, like, Tom Brady was kind of like this. When guys weren't prepared, like, think about the games that he wasn't winning in Tampa Bay, where he was yelling at people and he was fired up. And this is kind of the personality of people who are really high achievers. Like, I think I read something from Nick Saban where he said something to the effect of, people who are really high achievers and hold themselves to really high standards get really aggravated around people who do not. So do you think there is a level of that to this with Aaron Rodgers?
Absolutely. I mean, he's one of the greatest to ever play the game of football. And when you are that great, Tom Brady was like this, the standard is as high as it can possibly get. And it's hard for some players, for some people within the organization, to understand that level of, it's not being maniacal, but it's that level of dedication. Like, it's one thing to say, I want to be the best. It's quite another to say, I want to be the greatest of all time. And I'm going to spend every ounce of every piece of energy that I have of every day in making sure that happens. I mean, not many players have that level of accountability to themselves. Even when Tom Brady went to Tampa Bay, what is the first thing that you heard players say? This guy is, like, he's different. Like, he works harder than anyone else. And he had that immediate respect because no one had ever seen a work ethic like that before. And they had some great players. It's not like this team was awful. They didn't have great individual talent. They did and do. But no one had ever seen anyone like Tom Brady. And then it hit them, oh, this is why he's the best. And so you can still be very good at your job and put in a lot of work and still not meet the level of effort that Tom Brady or an Aaron Rodgers puts in, and it can be really frustrating for those around players like that who are held to a standard that they feel like is maybe impossible.
Yeah, and I do think people will look at this season in retrospect, and I don't think most of the blame will go on Aaron Rodgers, because he's had some good games. Like, he's had some stinkers, and he has absolutely looked his age, but there are more problems with the Steelers than just Aaron Rodgers, starting with the defense. Like, this is a defense that was supposed to be one of the best in the NFL, and it's just not. Like, some days they have it, but other days they're giving up 30 points and, like, 300 yards to the Bengals and Joe Flacco. So it's one of those things where it just feels like a lot of things are kind of falling apart for the Steelers. Like, you heard the Mike Tomlin, fire Mike Tomlin chants coming from the stadium, which is absolutely wild for all he's done for the Steelers. So it's one of those seasons where I think a lot of people going in thought, hey, if we fail, it's going to be at the shoulder of Aaron Rodgers. I don't think that's the case.
No, I don't think so either. Now, to be fair, I don't want to act like this guy is playing as if he's in his prime, because he's not. And he has not been great on long passes. He has not been great on intermediate passes. This is not the Aaron Rodgers that we've seen before. He looks like a 42-year-old quarterback, but he's not getting any help. And so I think when you have an aging quarterback and someone who is in, you know, the latter stages of his career, he's still a very good quarterback. But if you're not peaking and you've got guys around you who are not running the right routes, and the implication is, and some of these guys aren't necessarily showing up in the film room, then any sort of weaknesses that you may have are not going to be mitigated, because you've got to have the team around you. Aaron Rodgers, at the very least, can drive the car, right? Like, at the very least, he can guide a football team to a win. Minimum. Maybe he's not going to be an elite quarterback, a top five quarterback any longer. That's fine. We know that. But you can't even drive the car if the parts that you're dealing with are broken or aren't performing the right way. And I feel like that's where he is right now.
Right. And also, like, it makes him look bad when somebody mm-hmm. runs the wrong route and he's throwing it to nobody. So, right. like, he has a right to be upset. And it should be noted, I thought you were going this way with the conversation. Today's Aaron Rodgers' birthday, December 2nd. He turned 42 today. I wonder what he's doing for his birthday. Something tells me he's not a big birthday guy.
Oh, no, not at all. I feel like this is a guy that uses his birthday. He's going to treat himself to some good drugs today is probably what he's going to do, I would imagine. But this is not a guy who's going down to the local bakery and getting a cake for himself. You know what I mean? Like, he just seems like a guy that says, it's just another day, move forward. He doesn't seem like a big birthday celebration cat.
Yeah, I feel like he's going to have like 30 minutes of silence where he just ponders life.
Yeah,
it's like,
exactly.
I'm going to treat myself to 30 minutes in the dark where I just think about my life, my birth, and my journey to come here on Earth. But we'll see. Like, he does have a lot of reflecting to do because he hasn't said whether or not he's coming back, right? Like, it feels to me that this is not a season that he would want to replicate and come back after this. It does feel like the last ride, does it not?
Yeah, this feels like it's it for him. Like, just listening to him, doesn't he sound like this season has been a real grind? Like, there's no joy for him? And I understand that you can't always win a Super Bowl and you can't always make the playoffs, but if you look at his career, he's been wildly successful. One of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game. And he has to be sitting there thinking, I am 42 years old. I got these scratches on my nose because I keep getting hit. And I got receivers who don't know what the hell they're doing. Like, what am I doing? Why am I still here? I don't see the joy in Aaron Rodgers. And at some point, look, football is a game. You have ups and downs. You get frustrated. You have celebrations. There's so much to it. But I see a guy who has been stripped of his joy, who's not enjoying his time at all. And here he is, way past midseason, where it doesn't look like this team is going to make the playoffs at all. And he's still worried about his guys running the right routes and guys showing up in the film room. And he's getting booed at the age of 42. And he says, look, it's justified. We sucked offensively, but this is certainly not where he imagined he would be at this point.
Oh, absolutely not. And especially with the personality type that we just described of these high achievers, of these highly competitive people, they don't like losing. And they don't like feeling like they're not at their best. So I think that he has pushed it a couple seasons, maybe too far. But of course, hindsight is 20/20. And I'm sure he really wanted to know, hey, is there anything left in the tank? I think we have the answer now, but let me ask you this. I feel like this is a question that people are divided on. Do you think home fans should boo the home team?
I get torn on this. I feel like in the pros, yes, in college, you should pull back a little bit, but the natural argument to that is, well, these guys are getting paid now. Might as well be professionals. You know, might as well boo them just like the pros because they're getting paid. But I also think there's a difference between, you know, booing a kid and booing someone who is doing this for a living and a grown man. I don't have an issue with it, but I sort of do have an issue when you don't give your team the benefit of the doubt, if that makes sense.
I think it depends on the situation. But like last night when that Giants kicker missed the entire ball and he kicked the ground, you can boo that.
Yes, you can. You should be able to execute a simple field goal. Especially after this season. Oh, the Giants lost like 7 straight, and it's like, and we can't even kick a field goal. Like, guys, what are we doing here? Guys, coming up next, it is a Tuesday, so it's only the best takes from D-Day and Double D. That is next on the Daily Tip here on the BetMGM Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Welcome back on a Tuesday at the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up on the show, we'll agree or disagree with D-Day and Double D and what they think after Week 13 in the National Football League and as we get ready for the college football playoff. Speaking of college football, how much did you celebrate your NC State Wolfpack? You called it. I wasn't here on Monday, so I haven't asked you about this yet, but that had to feel nice that you whipped up on Carolina.
Ah, it always does. But here's the thing. Like, we always beat UNC, and that's why we're going to keep Dave Doran around, it feels like, forever. Like, I don't know. Like, he's fine, I suppose. It just, he feels like he's in, like, the Mike Tomlin category, where not even that good, where he's just mediocre. I guess he's fine. But he always beats UNC, so that's good for the boosters. So it feels like he's going to stick around forever. So it's one of those things where it's like, great, we beat UNC, but Dave Doran's going to be here forever.
You don't sound thrilled about that. It feels like you're just treading water. At least that's the way it sounds like that you feel.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And that's the problem is when you beat your biggest rival and you do it handily. Like now Dave Doran, I think, is 9-4 against UNC in his career. And I understand like this year is a down year for UNC, but like in the past years, NC State has been underdogs in this matchup. Like, we've even done it when we go to Chapel Hill and went on the road. So, like, it is a big deal when you beat your rivals. It just feels like you see all these people in the pros, and they're like, oh, they went to NC State. You see all these quarterbacks who went to NC State, Russell Wilson, Mike Glennon, Jacoby Brissett. And even if they're not the best quarterbacks in the NFL, like, they're still quarterbacks where you think, hey, maybe this team would have a shot at being a top 25 team, but instead we're playing in bowl games in Orlando. So it's just one of those things where it feels like we underachieve every year.
I get that. Well, I hear the frustration, but also congratulations on whipping up on Carolina. It's a good way to finish the regular season. Ah, yes. Trying to spin it the right way. All right, what sort of spin do we have on the takes from D-Day and Double D? Let's find out.
It's time for Take Tuesday. Are these takes hot?
So hot.
So hot.
Or not?
You can't handle the truth.
Good morning, Double D.
Good morning. We're going to head straight to college football. I'm coming at you first, Chelsea. Texas should be the first three-loss team to make the college football playoffs.
Ooh, I don't know about this. I feel like the odds makers are saying hell no, but they certainly would need some help. They need some teams, or they need some people to lose in their conference championship games. How much do I want to piss off my co-host here? Because we know Jinx is a big Texas fan. I don't know. I feel like it would have to be a really wonky situation for this to happen. Like, I don't see it happening because there's other teams that maybe you could make a case for as well as being three lost teams. Like, think about the loser of the SEC championship game. Like, if it's Alabama, like, they have a good chance as well. And I think the committee looks at, you know, whoever's playing in the conference championship games. And I think those losses will not be punished as severely. So as much as I wish it would happen, I don't think that this is true.
Let me take a breath first. This isn't going to happen, but it should happen. Thank you, Double D. Look at the numbers here for a second, honestly. Texas is the only team in the country with three wins over teams currently in the top 15 of the college football playoff. Texas has beaten three AP top 10 teams this season. No one else has done that. It's the first time that's been done since LSU did it and won a national title in 2019. Strength of schedule metrics from ESPN. Texas Tech, 59. Notre Dame, 42. Oklahoma, 12. Bama, 11. Texas, 8. Do you want the best teams in the college football playoff or not? Texas is not going to make the playoff. I have accepted that. But what this is going to do is it's going to make sure that teams like Texas don't play these massive non-conference games. Because if Texas doesn't lose to Ohio State, and I know you're going to say, well, they shouldn't have lost to Florida. Fair. But if they play a cupcake like most teams would have done to open the season, they're in. We're not having this conversation. They're getting punished for a bad loss to Florida, but we're ignoring the fact that they had the guts to take on Ohio State to start the season, the best team in the country. So this is the way it works. This is the way that the playoff is set up. I get that. But moving forward, if Texas doesn't make it, and they won't, don't expect these Blue Bloods to schedule these huge non-conference matchups, because in the end, the goal is to make the college football playoff, and they're going to be punished for that loss to the Buckeyes. Yes, Florida, but otherwise, they're in.
I do not have a take that's going to garner nearly as much passion as we just got there, but okay. I will try my best. We're going to jump to the NFL real quick. I'm going to say that the Eagles are not winning a single playoff game this year. They will get there. They're still likely going to win the NFC East, but they are not going to win a single playoff game.
Agreed.
Ooh.
They don't like each other. They hate each other. Or there's a lot of dislike. They're not playing good football. The Bears ran all over them this past weekend. And doesn't it feel like now, my theory is that A.J. Brown is the de facto spokesperson for the rest of the organization or the rest of the players on that offense, where he's like, you know what, I'll speak up. I'll talk about how we're not happy, because we keep hearing rumor after rumor that Jalen Hurts is kind of doing his own thing. He's not getting rid of the ball quickly enough. People on that offense are frustrated with his play. He's playing his own game and not rising to the level of everyone else around him. And I feel like A.J. Brown, because he knows he's going to get the criticism anyway, is like, I'll say something. But they look like a team that is fracturing. And they're winning when they're winning just on talent alone. I agree.
I might agree, but for different reasons. Because okay. You can say all that about the Eagles, and they have not liked each other for the entirety of the season, and they're still 8-4. So, like, they're still winning games despite all of that. For me, it's the reason that you look across the NFC, and even some of these lower seeds, which by me, I mean, like, you know, the 5-8 seed, some of these teams are really good.
Yeah.
Like, if the season ended today, Philadelphia would play the Packers. Like, that's not an easy 6 seed. And you look, you know, across the board, like, the 5 seed is the Seattle Seahawks. It's just an NFC conference this year that just has so many good teams. And we aren't even talking about, like, the Lions, because right now they're not even in the postseason. So some things obviously can shift as the season goes on. But if the Eagles lose, I think it's just a testament to how strong the NFC is.
I get that. They just look like a team. Sometimes the eye test tells you everything you need to know. And when I watch the Eagles, I look at a team and I see a team that isn't playing with a lot of passion. They're just getting by on talent.
All right, we're headed back to college football here. This one hurts me, but I'm going to put it out there anyway because I'm starting to realize it in my own brain. Chelsea, hot take or not take, Penn State is no longer seen as a premier coaching destination.
I think, what do you mean by premier? Is it a top five job? Maybe not. I still think it is a top tier job, but I do think as you follow this crazy coaching search that involves like the CEO of Crumble Cookies, I have been trying to look into it. What is it, the BYU coach or something? Where it feels like Penn State is not getting the, you know, easy, you know, candidates that they thought that they probably were going to get. Like, when it is a fight to recruit somebody to coach your school, maybe the proof is in the pudding or in the cookies, as the Crumble Cookies CEO would say. So I think maybe that has, you know, some breadcrumbs there, is that if it is such a premier coaching job, why aren't more coaches jumping at the chance?
I still think Penn State is an elite job. I think they're just caught in a bad cycle, right? Look, Florida is a premier job. So is LSU. Sumrall goes to Florida. Lane, you know, is basically picking where he wants to go. Of course, he's going to stay in the SEC. It's a natural fit for him. But who else are they going to go to right now? Right? I don't know. Like, I don't know what's going to happen at Penn State, but I think they're a victim of the cycle more than anything else. It's still Penn State. And I don't have a dog in the fight, but if you want to coach at one of the great programs in college football, State College and Penn State is still one of those programs. I really just think they're a victim of timing.
All right, Thanksgiving is in the rearview mirror, which means we are officially in Christmas music season. So with that said, the best album, not song, but just album, overall body of work, the best Christmas album belongs to Pentatonix.
Oh.
All right. I'll take this one. I'll bat lead off here. Because I agree with you that Pentatonix is extremely great to listen to. It's one of those groups where if you haven't heard of Pentatonix, it's like an a cappella group, and they sound lovely. The only problem I have with their Christmas music, it's very difficult to sing along with. And isn't that part of the joy of Christmas music, is that you can sing along with it? So like, no, I can't hit those high notes that the Sopranos and Pentatonix are doing, and all these crazy like a cappella riffs. So that is my only knock on Pentatonix. So I think for that reason, it is not the GOAT of Christmas music.
I'm not going to say it's the best, but I am going to say that it's up there. Like, I think D-Day is onto something here. And you're right. You can't really sing along. You just have to sit back and appreciate, because they're so unique. There's no one like Pentatonix. And I don't have the Christmas album. So, full disclosure, maybe I need to listen to the entire album and then I'll be on the right side of things here. But I think it's a strong take. And if you have not heard of Pentatonix and you're not familiar with them and you've been listening to Burl Ives and Mariah Carey over the past few years like we always do, fire up some Pentatonix, because you're going to be blown away by how talented they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just a sprinkle of them. It'll make your Christmas season better. It's the first album we listened to when we were leaving the Thanksgiving function. Put it on. I was like, honey, it's Christmas music season. We got to start with Pentatonix.
I can't deny that. That's actually a really strong take, which I did not anticipate coming. Come on, next, an hour or two, let's get petty. Let's talk the college football playoff before the new rankings are released. It is college football time, and it is coming up next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. It is great to have you with us on a Tuesday. Come on back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.